Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Hour three. Coming at you. We made it 2 hours. All by ourselves. Home stretch, baby.
Made it look easy.
Amazing how we do this. Call in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it is I, Richie Rich, and
Matty Matt.
Matty Matt. And before we went to break, Matt, we were talking about the Socialist Rifle Association, and you had some hesitations going into the article. And then as we read through it a little bit, you were like, no, I see what they're saying, and I kind of agree a little bit.
I have a hard time taking them at their word, always, as a rule.
Because of the socialist aspect of it? Okay.
I just don't like the philosophy at all. I think they're bad people in general. So I keep my distance. But if they are doing what they say they're doing, there's nothing to be opposed to there. Those are all good things.
Okay.
I like those things.
So the part of the article that we were in was the gun control, or the gun culture in America being exclusionary, pro-white, pro-male.
I think that's totally absurd.
Okay. And you have experience, you said?
Absolutely.
In this area of training mostly women?
Yep.
Okay. So, but that, again, to be fair, that is still just one data point. Right. I don't think that their perspective on the stereotypical gun culture is all that absurd. A lot of, when the Proud Boys showed up to counter protest Antifa, right? A lot of the memes online or in social media was, oh, look at these, skinny effeminate men, right, on the Antifa side. And look at these macho, masculine, rifle-wielding chads on the, on the Proud Boy side. So I think that stereotype permeates the culture, whether or not you have personal experience with that or not. Right? Like, when you go down to the gun range, how many skinny, effeminate guys do you see?
Not many.
It's not many, right? So they're not totally off base, I guess. Even though personal experience, it takes all kinds, and if you're in the community and in the culture long enough, you'll see all kinds, right? All right, reading back into the article here. Where was I? One trait that the SRA does share with the right-wing rivals is the mistrust of the police. In leftist circles, this dates back to the COINTELPRO, which was the FBI operation that ran from 1956 to 1971. It targeted communists, civil rights groups, and feminist organizations, plus activists like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, leftists keep their heads underground. Because of that, it saw a lot of communists and civil rights leaders killed in America. So when leftists get together, we don't talk about it, as historically and recently they were literally trying to kill us in our country, said Hubbard. Leftist organizations at all is not a thing we advertise, particularly leftists with guns, because of the legitimate threat of violence we face. According to the spokesperson at an SRA event last month to provide food for the homeless, posters advertising the event were ripped down and a deluge of death threats were sent. Then, during the event, pickup trucks flying the American flag drove by menacingly. The American flag has become synonymous with conservatism, as they chose to adopt that as their symbol, despite progressive liberals feeling as equally deserving of that symbol, said Hubbard. The people in trucks with flags are almost certainly Republicans, as it was common sight during Donald Trump rallies. Asked whether, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the White House, things are shifting to address the problems the SRA feels exist, Hubbard replied, historically, the two parties have switched sides of issues like slavery, segregation, and gay rights. It just depends on what intersection of the population the party wants to actuate at that time. We view them as basically the same party, except at the moment the Democrats aesthetically favor progressivism as part of liberalism. No fundamental change has happened between the two different administrations, and we don't anticipate it to.
Well, he ain't wrong.
Again?
Is this... I often wonder if there are socialists out there, a lot of them, who don't actually know what libertarianism is, and they hate libertarians for the same reason that right-wingers hate socialists.
Okay.
Like, maybe they should be paying attention to... And I know that those guys are out there. I've heard them talk.
Okay.
And I think they are libertarians who got just a couple things wrong. And okay, those things tend to be important things, economically based.
Or quite possibly, in this case, maybe they haven't gotten anything wrong yet. But much like the alt-right rose up in retaliation to the Antifa left, right? Maybe this, the Socialist Rifle Association, rose up as an alternative to that conservative culture. Right, so you want to be the anti-conservative culture. You may not be aware of libertarians and libertarianism, so you just align yourself with the left. You know, try to find the thing that the conservatives, you know, have a great distaste for. Right, you know, socialism, communism, those words get bandied about, and you just adopt the terminology, maybe not understanding the terminology completely, and maybe not knowing that there's a label out there for you like libertarian.
Yeah, sure. I was a conservative. In New York, we actually have a conservative party, and when you're 18 and you register to vote, you can register as a conservative, and I did, because I didn't think the Republicans were acting like Republicans. And when I got to the conservative side, all I found was a bunch of Bible-thumping, you know, extreme religious types who hated abortion. It's like, what does any of this have to do with politics? You know, I was 18 years old. I was like, this, you know, I had a very academic understanding of what the political philosophies were, and I'd never even heard of libertarianism until I found Lou Rockwell, and I started reading that. I was like, civil libertarian. I think that's what I must be.
Even that's a qualifier, right? Because it's libertarianism in the civil aspect of things.
Yep.
Right? Because you can be, you know, fiscally libertarian as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Sure.
Outlawing guns won't stop violence. So they are neither for or against Biden over Trump, but what about the issue of mass shootings? Europeans are often bemused at the American attitude to protecting gun ownership, even though thousands are killed every year via these arms, like that of the recent tragedy in Boulder. The SRA highlights the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986, which banned the sale of machine guns to civilians after that date, and if someone wishes to acquire one, both parties must file official paperwork before the transfer is approved. The result of this meant the price of machine guns is far higher than they used to be, and there are fewer guns on the market. What they did was make every registered machine gun shoot up in price, absolutely skyrocket. What was once a $200 M16 is now a $20,000 one. That removed the ability of working-class individuals to purchase machine guns. It did not remove the ability of rich people to acquire them.
Is this guy trolling? He's a libertarian. He sounds like any other libertarian gun nut. He's right.
I commonly read about acid attacks, car attacks, and knifing in the UK. Ted Kaczynski did one of the most devastating attacks on Americans. No firearms were involved. 9/11 killed nearly 3,000 people. The hijackers used box cutters. You're not going to stop violence by outlawing the implements by which people do violence. You have to address the mercurial conditions of those people committing crimes. You have to cause them to not do crimes. Addressing the underlying cause is part of the SRA's work. As well as providing instruction on gun usage and ownership, they are committed to mutual aid, a community policy where people take care and are responsible for one another, but the SRA feel there will always be a place for them. They don't see the job ever being done. I don't see us not being needed. What we'd like to see is workers owning the means of production, people getting paid for the value they produce instead of someone yoking out the profit from under them. We would also like to see things like universal medicine. There are many people who get into debt for medicine in America. It can be $2,000 a month for insulin. Otherwise, you die, Hubbard explained.
Yeah, see, that's where he loses me. He's okay with stealing. I just can't get behind that.
Couldn't hold you all the way through. All right, more coming up. This article, Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Phone lines are open, 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, tis I, Mr. Richie Rich, and...
Matty Matt.
Matty Matt. We touched on it earlier, Matty, but now let's really talk about ForkFest 2021.
Yeah.
Join liberty-minded voluntarist, anarchist, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there with the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. That is forkfest.party. We hoped to see you there. And we already have a caller who's going to be there. Right?
Awesome.
Zeffin will be there. So if you're looking to get away from wherever it is you are and party with the anarchists, the voluntarists, the libertarians.
I'll tell you, this is your big chance. ForkFest and ForkFest is something I would not miss. I can't think of anything that would make me miss ForkFest and ForkFest. And in recent years, ForkFest Inc. has kind of scaled itself back, and they've gone back to basics, kind of. So it's
allegedly that's making that festival better.
Better. Yeah. The reason we started ForkFest is because ForkFest was getting so, you know, centrally controlled. Libertarians tend not to like that kind of thing. Yeah. And ever since that happened, the ForkFest tickets have gotten cheaper, and now we're rolling it into ForkFest and keeping that around. It's been nothing but fantastic. It is 2 weeks of awesome in the summertime with 1,000-plus libertarians and anarchists, and you will not have a more relaxed blow-off of steam anywhere else in the world, and I just can't talk highly enough about it.
Now, ForkFest starts June 28th. If you're looking to attend both ForkFest and ForkFest, you may want to get your tickets for ForkFest now as well.
ForkFest is a ticketed event.
It is a ticketed event, and word on the street is it's close to being a sellout at that point.
Wow.
Like, no tickets left and potentially no day passes as well. Like, if you just wanted to come up for the day and you're like, I'm just here to hang out with my buddies, you may not get into ForkFest.
Wow.
So if you're considering it, it may be time to purchase that ticket because that may be your last shot.
And they're cheap now. ForkFest tickets are cheap again.
I don't know how much they were, but for a while they were like $30 for the whole week.
Oh, yeah. So
they were exceptionally cheap, and I think that price has gone up. Like, that was the early bird pricing.
Mm.
Now we're in the regular pricing stage. I don't know how much that is. I apologize for not having that information. But you may not, like I said, you may have to buy now or... know, be locked out and only be able to attend ForkFest,
yeah,
which will still be fun, right? But if you're looking for 2 weeks and you go like, I'll just show up because why not?
Yeah.
You might not get into ForkFest.
Yeah, good call. Just call and get your tickets then.
Yep. All right. Back into this article with the Socialist Rifle Association. We lost you, right? Like for most of this article, you're like, but those guys are just libertarians. And then we talked about the financial side.
Yeah, then they wanted free stuff.
So let me read you this last line here and then maybe get your comments on this because there's a reason for this line of thinking. We would see a decrease in economically driven crime if we didn't have these economic contradictions. If we produced for people economically and they had stability, they would not be committing economic crimes. So that is their thought process as to why you have, you know, those other crimes. And again, the socialist ideal, take care of people, make sure everyone's, you know, got their basics covered, right? And crime goes down. What's wrong with that?
We've already discovered how to do that, though. The science has been done. We know how to pull the highest number of people out of poverty and put them into a place of prosperity. We know how that's done. And it has nothing to do with socialism. Historically, socialism has gone the exact opposite way that goes. So what they're trying to achieve is not going to be achieved in the way they want to do it. We already know that that's a failure repeatedly throughout history. When you let people meet on a playing field that might not be level, winners come out, losers come out, and in the process, a whole bunch of people get a high-paying job or higher than whatever they were getting. So you'll have kind of an organic garden versus some centrally planned effort.
One of the things that I, when I talk to, you know, friends who may not be in the libertarian anarchist voluntarist community, the phrasing that I use is mechanism matters, right? Like we may all be on the same page as far as the ends we're looking to achieve, the goals we want to achieve. And for the most part, I don't care what your goals are, right? If you want to feed all the homeless people and make sure that everyone has, you know, a base level of income to satisfy those needs, I can typically get behind that as a goal, right, as your goal, as your ideal. Where we deviate is how you achieve that, right? The mechanism you use, the how to accomplish that. And if your how, right, the mechanism you use, well, we're going to steal from the rich people in order to provide to the poor people, that's where you've lost me. Right, if it's we're going to start a charitable organization, right, and get people, you know, who value these things like we do to donate, and then we're going to redistribute the donated funds, right? Well, maybe so, right? As long as there's no theft involved, as long as there's no state intervention involved, I don't really care what your goals are or how you achieve that. But when you reach into my pocket to fund your great idea, right, maybe we take a step back and reevaluate. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I usually phrase it. Mechanism matters regardless of what your goal is. Stop. Yeah,
socialism isn't asking for handouts. They're demanding handouts as if they are theirs.
Entitlements.
They're entitlements.
For them, yes. But the ideals, right, the taking care of people, the feeding the homeless.
Sure, it's noble.
Noble, yeah, okay. Minorities always policed harder. Part of the problem, according to the SRA, relates to how the police in America treat certain communities. It is a demonstrable fact that marginalized communities are policed more heavily and cruelly than more privileged communities. You see higher rates of drug convictions along race lines, though what is reported to the WHO, the WHO, are similar rates of consumption, use, and possession. In America, there are two systems for policing and the incarcerated justice system. One is for the privileged and one is for the non. We will not see equitable policing, and we haven't ever. Whatever the subject is, minorities are going to be policed harder. Another reason why the SRA seems so out of step with the right-wing stereotype of gun owners is they feel much of the culture is misunderstood. Hubbard explains how AR is often used in the media reports to mean assault rifle, but in fact it stands for the manufacturer armament. That's a standard talking point amongst the gun culture and gun community. More coming up, wrapping up this article on the other side of the break. 603-283-6160. Still time to get your thoughts and your call in. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another deadly shooting at a business park in Bryan, Texas. Police Chief Eric Buskey.
Initially, four people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries. Apparently, it was an asthma attack. And one person was deceased at the scene.
Also, more details on a deadly shooting in York County, South Carolina. A former NFL player, Philip Adams, fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before dying by suicide. In the wake of the shootings, President Biden has announced a series of gun control actions. He says the violence is an epidemic.
They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress. but they passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. Enough prayers. Time for some action.
This is USA Radio News. A reservoir with toxic wastewater is on the verge of collapse in Manatee County, Florida. Hundreds of residents were ordered to evacuate their homes over the Easter weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for the area. Officials are doing whatever they can to help. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Free Talk Live. The call-in show where you can take control, 603-283-6160, at 603-283-6160. Tis I, Richie Rich, in studio, along with
Matty Matt.
And one of the ways that Free Talk Live promotes the show is through the AMP program. It's Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live, amp.freetalklive.com. And tonight we're going to thank PorcupineRealEstate.com.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
I'm glad you did it, because I was contemplating doing it, and I did not
you
want to
You can't just say
it.
You have to sing it.
Okay.
You have to. It's like impossible.
And that's the
I can't. I've never said it. I've always sung it.
Okay. One more time, then.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
Nice. They are Amplifier Gold members, so there are different tiers of donations to the AMP program, and they were right there in the middle. I think it's silver, gold, and platinum amplifiers. So we thank PorcupineRealEstate.com.
There you go. All right.
And who did the jig? Was it Hannah Hoffman? Did I get the name?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I vaguely recall that name, but I haven't heard it in a long time. But she was the jingle girl at one point. Back into this article, wrapping it up here. So we talked about right before the break the common misconception that AR stands for assault rifle.
It does
not. We got to ban these assault rifles. Those ARs, the assault rifles. And the article's mentioning that, you know, the common misconception is it's Armalite rifle. Now, I will be honest. I understand that there is that misconception, even to the point where, you know, my wife believed that at one point, because that's just what she heard. I'm also weary of that being the talking point. As if it matters.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Like, it's just one. It's like one of those, you know, I get to check the box because
I know.
Look what I know. Yes. And I don't think that adds any value to the decision.
Zero.
At all. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page. It's all back into the article. It's also not known that most Americans don't shoot machine guns. I'd say 1% of Americans have been in the same room as machine gun. I'm an instructor. I'm pretty deep into guns. I spend a lot of money on guns, and I do research on them, but I've never even held one. One thing we're proud of in the SRA is there's statistical overrepresentation of certain marginalized communities that aren't representative of your standard gun owner. I can think of a good few members of my chapter who don't have any interest in using a firearm to protect themselves, but the defense they get from our community is things like the communal garden, homeless feeding, and a social network that ensure if they are in trouble, they will be provided for. It seems now there really are two sides to the never-ending American gun debate. Whatever your views, that has to be refreshing. End of the article. So we lost you a little bit in the middle there with the economic impacts and how to accomplish those things. But as the gun debate rages forward, and as we talked about, throughout most of the show, the new Biden executive orders looking to ban guns.
No, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
So you would ally with the Socialist Rifle Association, potentially.
You can't not.
Okay. And you said you might attend one of their meetings, potentially?
I'm going to take a copy of Economics in One Lesson to the event, and I'm going to read one chapter every time we go to one of those events.
Okay.
So you guys are almost, I get what you're trying to do. You're so close. You're so close.
So when they open the floor up, for comments from...
We're going to read one chapter of Econ in One Lesson.
All right. I think we've hashed out... did you have more about along the gun debate, anything from that original Biden article?
No, not really. The ATF these days hasn't changed at all from the ATF in the Waco days, though. Those guys who came to this place were looking to kill people. They wanted to kill. And had I been asleep, they may have killed me. It just happened to be that I felt the house shake and I went down. I thought a drunk driver had smashed into the house. So I went down to investigate, and there was a dude pointing an M16 in my chest with a smashed window in front of me. But I think they were full ready to Waco this place. And this is an entirely new crop of those people, but they exist still. And the government is full of really devoutly bad people, religiously bad people, and they have been taught that everybody else who isn't them is actually the evil people. One thing I found interesting is that they were all very surprised. Like the one guy came down and he says, "There's a freaking arsenal in that one room up there." Okay, I don't really consider 20 guns an arsenal. I don't. I'm sorry, that's a collection at best.
Okay.
He actually rolled up with an actual arsenal, 30 armed troops.
Okay.
Full helmets, cry precision head to toe, night vision. That's an arsenal, bud. There are normal humans out here, American citizens who own guns, and I don't think they think that's normal.
Let me put you in a hypothetical situation briefly, because you're the collector in the house. You hear the crash coming to the door. You assume drunk driver may have come into the house. It could also have been a legitimate criminal home invasion, right?
And, yeah.
And really, that's what you would have your collection of guns to protect against.
Yeah. I'm glad they pointed their cars at the house, because all the lights, like the big crash and the house moving is what woke me up.
Right.
And then getting to the top of the stairs and looking down and seeing all these lights coming in the windows, like, oh, definitely some drunk idiot smashed into the house.
Okay.
So
if it was still darkness, you may have come out armed, ready to defend your life against.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. God, it could be anything.
That's why I...
And I think they were kind of counter. I think those boys wanted to kill.
I wouldn't doubt it, but that's, it may be lucky on your part that you saw the lights then and didn't come out, ready to defend yourself and the property.
Yeah, when I got to the top of the stairs, I thought, idiot drunk driver, I should go see if any help is needed.
Okay.
And then, three, four steps down the flight of stairs, I noticed that I have a weapon light pointed at me, and it's definitely attached to an AR-15.
Okay.
So,
and
stop here.
I'm pretty sure a random drunk guy has broken into this house before.
Right? I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
I'm pretty sure that was like a story that Ian used to tell.
But I mean, this is a church too, so there are places. We have a We have a front porch full of couches in case there's...
Understood. You know. But this was like a guy drunk stumbled into the wrong house and fell asleep on the couch. Right? And much like the YouTube videos where, you know, the foreign country's like, hey, buddy, wake up. We'll make you some breakfast.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Ian just kind of like, hey, the guy helped himself.
Well, I bet he made him oatmeal.
Right. So, no reason for violence. And luckily, in your case, that it wasn't perceived as a violent incursion or a threat from a legitimate criminal, and then you were able to, like, you know, save yourself. We're going to transition out of this because we're approaching the end of the show, sort of, and I pitched this to you pre-show, and I don't want to spoil it necessarily. Headline, woman finds out son's bride is her long-lost daughter on their wedding day.
Yikes.
A Chinese woman.
That's really awkward.
Right? I also said there's a swerve somewhere in here. A Chinese woman was surprised when she discovered on her son's wedding day that the bride was actually her long-lost daughter. A woman attending her son's wedding was left in tears after she identified the bride as her long-lost daughter. The incident happened in the Suzhou Jiangsu region in China on March 31st. The mother-in-law noticed a birthmark on her new daughter-in-law's hand, which was similar to the one on her lost daughter's hand.
Yikes.
After spotting the birthmark, the woman approached the bride's parents and asked if she had been adopted over 20 years ago. The bride's family was baffled by the question, as it had been a secret. However, they went to reveal that they had found a baby girl by the roadside several years ago, whom they brought up as their own daughter. On hearing the story, the bride burst into tears. She wanted to know more about her biological parents. She described a moment of meeting her biological mother as happier than the wedding day itself.
What?
The story didn't end there. There was more to come.
You're going to do it.
603-283-6160. Have you ever been to a wedding where there were, like, siblings? Maybe you're from the South.
Oh, somewhere? I mean, that happens all the time, right?
603-283-6160. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For the final segment of the Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live, the radio show where you get to call in and take control. Not going to give out the phone number because the lines are loaded up and you're just not going to be able to get in. What I will do, though, is we will talk about the Crypto 6 one more time because it is that imperative and important to talk about. So if you missed it last hour, March 16, 2021, the government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studios. Matty Matt here was a part of that raid. The Bitcoin Embassy and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto 6 were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. And I'll interject real quick. I think Aria said that her private attorney on last night's show was anywhere from $70,000 to over $200,000 just for his services alone. So that's,
wouldn't doubt it. This is they're really going at. These are really, really good people, and the government people are really going after them in full attack mode, and they have unlimited resources. So if you can help, please help.
Right. And I just wanted, I mentioned that only to say that, that's what you're looking at per individual as far as what type of legal defense would be suitable in this case. So this is not small amounts or petty money here. So if, whatever you can donate is greatly appreciated. The more people we can get to donate, the lesser the burden it is for all of us. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. So I teased it right at the end there. It was perfect timing. A woman finds out her son's bride is her long-lost daughter on their wedding day. And I kind of left you hanging there, and I'm going to finish this article, and then we'll get to the phone calls here, but I want to make sure we get to the end here. The bride was now concerned about marrying her elder brother, as you can imagine, in China in these times. However, the mother-in-law revealed that there would be no objection to their marriage, as the groom was also adopted.
Whoa. Whoa. So she put up a daughter for adoption or abandoned a female
daughter
on the side of the road, but then adopted a male baby.
Right. The woman had adopted a boy after losing all hopes of finding her missing daughter. She had searched for her for years, but in vain. Oriental Daily
Report. When you leave a baby in a ditch, the chances that you're going to find the kid again are low.
And, you know, the baby was found on the side of the road. The article doesn't say how the baby got to that point. You know, like, abandoned, left, whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, one baby went missing. But she tried to find it, allegedly, right? Was unable to do so. Adopted another one.
Did she check the ditch?
Yeah, again, I don't know. The whole story is not clear. It's just a swerve at the end there. She said there would be no problem in their marriage as they were not biological siblings. The bride was relieved to know this, and the couple completed their wedding rituals. The wedding guests have gave their family their best wishes and doubly joyous day. So
wow.
There's the swerve at the end, right? Who would have saw that one coming? All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Nice.
Wow.
All right. Going to the phones, we have Brian in Seattle. The first Brian from earlier that we couldn't get through, so hopefully we got a good connection with you this time. Brian, go ahead.
All right. Okay, I'm back. I drove to a better cell phone.
Crystal clear.
Okay. I don't know where we got cut off. Did I start telling any of the story?
You know, the signal was very choppy, so I would just start from the beginning because this is the last segment of the show, so we almost more than likely have a brand new audience at this time as well.
Perfect. Okay. So I flipped out after we got lockdown orders last November, and I started a Freedom Festival out in Washington called Squatch Fest. So then I headed out in February to go to Float Fest down in Texas to meet other Freedom people to tell them about the new festival.
Yeah, Aaron and Kingsley, right?
Yeah, I met Aaron and Kingsley, and they helped me get my channel on Float up live. That's driving Miss Crazy.
Very nice.
Then I met a really cool DJ, DJ Lightspeed. I talked him into flying out to Seattle, performing at Squatch Fest. So he's going to come out and do two nights in May 13th through 16th. And then this morning, I just rented the Space Disco for Pork Fest. Thursday night, the 24th, and I rented it also for Friday the 2nd. So Friday the 2nd is the official benefit concert for the Crypto Six.
Nice.
We're throwing five extra bucks a ticket. If we sell out, we're going to raise $750. I'm also going to do a little moment of silence. We'll pass the hat. I think we at least get a grant.
I hope so.
So
that's going to be awesome.
Thing is, yeah, we're going to make we're going to make the benefit on the 2nd officially part of the show for the Fork Fester, because I think the Fork Fest folks are going to support. The interesting thing is the ticketed people that go to Pork Fest on the 24th, since they like all the official stuff and being in order, then we're going to have a donation challenge. Theirs is not going to be a forced $5 fee on the tickets. Theirs is 100% donation, and let's see whether the Pork Festers or the Fork Festers step up harder.
It's kind of a challenge, but the Pork Festers have to set the bar pretty high,
yep.
Right? Because unless you're going to keep it a blind challenge, right? Be like, we're not going to tell you what Pork Fest did. You guys just have to beat a number
right.
And see what happens. How are you going to handle that?
That is a brilliant idea, Richie Rich. I know that's why you're hosting tonight.
That's not why he's hosting tonight.
I'm the only one that showed up that time last night. No, go ahead.
I got to put ticket buttons and all that up on my website, so I will take care of that overnight tonight, and I'll call you back tomorrow.
Sweet. All right. Looking forward to it. Anything else for me tonight?
Nope. Well, go check out. So DJ Lightspeed and I put on a sunrise set, 4 a.m. till the sunrise at Float Fest. You can find that on YouTube. DJ Lightspeed, Reboot America.
All right. We will take a look. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great night. And sticking with phone calls, we go to David in New Mexico.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the lousy people on the radio here, but since you're talking about this adoption thing, let me just say that all of the events of that adoption, children ending up not knowing who their actual biological parents is by definition child abuse and should not be allowed. I'm not saying adoption shouldn't be allowed, but if you're going to adopt, the child has a right to know at all stages, as soon as it's appropriate, and I don't mean when they're 18, I mean as soon as they start asking any questions, whether they're 3 or 5 or 8, whenever they start asking, and if they don't start asking, then you need to start telling, because situations like that should never happen. That's abusive.
Well, okay, let me ask you a quick question. Is it just important that the child know that they're adopted if they ask? Or are you saying that they have to disclose the name?
No, you got if they don't ask, you have to inform them. They have a right and a need to know that stuff so that they don't get taken by surprise by health problems or surprises. Well, I mean, just look at what kind of surprise it would have been if it turned out that those two were related biologically. Right. Here they were in love and they were about to get married, and if it wasn't the circumstance that it turned out to be, it would have done some great damage, I would presume.
Understood. But if the biological mother doesn't want to be found and wanted anonymity in the adoption process, are you obligated to, like, to inform the child of their biological parent? Or is it just that they are adopted?
Bottom line is the child has the right to know everything, and if for some reason the biological parent that doesn't want to be known, then that should be the court process to protect the identity of the biological parent. They can put up some reason why they should be protected from their own child actually getting to know who they really are in real life, rather than the court process that goes through to adopt the child out. I mean, if you can go through a court process to adopt a child out or to you, then you can go through a court process to protect your identity if that's what you really think you need to do.
I can imagine circumstances like maybe the result of a sexual assault or something, where a younger female.
Yeah, we're humans, we're grown-ups, we can deal.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dave. That'll do it for us, Matty Matt. We made it all the way to the end of the show.
Piece of cake.
Tune in tomorrow night or freetalklive.com. In the meantime, have a good night, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with me.